It's certainly like if you look at the music charts, I mean, the UK is quite different. The UK has a much healthier commercial music scene than any other country. I mean, you can have records successful in the UK that aren't successful anywhere else. I mean, like a band like the Manic Street Preachers, I mean, they do wonderfully in the UK and they can't get arrested anywhere else because, you know, I mean, radio in the UK is much more open, much more progressive. The music press there is much more open, much more progressive. So if we're talking about pop music in the UK, from my perspective, it seems really healthy. Pop music in the rest of the world, yeah, things are a little bit grim. especially, I mean, you look at the charts from like 1971, you know, go back 30 years, and you know, the charts were full of, you know, Creedence Clearwater Revival and Led Zeppelin and Sly and the Family Stone and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young and Bob Dylan and stuff that was like records that sold really well, but that were also wonderfully crafted, beautiful songs with great political and cultural resonance. And it's hard to look at the pop charts in most countries and say that the music is wonderfully crafted songs with great political and social resonance.